Are you on Skype, Big Fatty? Or if you don't mind, can you get on? That way we can talk about this while you're here, and we can give you.
Can you get on so we can get off?
Yeah, Big Fatty's voice does make me want to rub one out.
Swallow.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, Big Fatty's voice does make me want to rub one out.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1437 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 30th of July, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. I'm gonna bring you up to date on all the Pride 48 information. Big Freddy. Hello, Vegasonians. Big Freddy, you just made that word up. You're right, I did. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, not a damn thing going on in the coal mine today. Old Veda, he is out at some kind of conference out in Kansas City. And y'all, he put on the Twitter that Kansas City's a shithole. Big Freddy. But I don't know. I thought they had good barbecue or something out there. What do I know? Big Fatty, you don't know much. So anyway, but y'all, before I get too much into today's little show, y'all keep that Kyle in the Hawaiians in your thoughts, because y'all... There's a storm moving towards the Hawaiians, Flossie. It's Flossie, and that's not Big Fatty. Is that like dental Flossie? No, it's Hurricane Flossie or Tropical Storm Flossie or something like that. So keep that Kyle and the Hawaiians in your thoughts and all. So anyway, and y'all, one other thing that I, first of all, I've caught up on lots of little shows. And y'all, I'm sitting there listening to Mr. Tim Kumal's little show on Monday morning, and y'all, all of a sudden, you know, and they talk the politics and all that kind of stuff, and you know that's not really Big Fatty's thing, and then all of a sudden they're talking about something. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening, and Big Fatty, you should be prepared. Y'all, I'm sitting there, I'm listening, and then in the background I hear,
Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, so... But it was true. It was true. I went back and listened again. I thought maybe I'd pressed a button or something. But y'all, no. No. So anyway, but y'all, the big, oh, and the other thing I was going to tell you about, on the weekend update, y'all, I forgot all about it. Y'all, I was on that Stick It With A Poke a little show. And y'all, we just a lovely, lovely time over there with Gavin, who, as you all know, was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, he may be called in back into action since the Gravitas is, you know, he's just vanished. He's just vanished, y'all. Except he does post some pictures of boys in their underpants every now and then on the Twitties. So anyway, but. Anyway, Sunday night, y'all, we had the latest and most recent State of the Station. Big Freddy, tell us all about it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on Sunday night, y'all, we had a full agenda for the State of the Station. Just going to give you a few highlights. You might want to get a pencil, though, if you want to write down some of these particulars. Y'all, we've got 80 people. 80 people as of right now that are coming to Vegas. And y'all, it's very important that if you are coming to Vegas and you hadn't let Big Fatty know, please let Big Fatty know. So that we're just trying to do some planning and all, and you'll understand a little bit more as we go along, and I tell you a little bit more. Y'all, we also announced the show schedule for Vegas. So if you're going to be in Vegas, these are all Vegas times now. So you'd add 3 hours for the only time zone that matters. Y'all will kick off on Friday, the 6th of September, with the Pink Carpet Show. Then that was at 4 o'clock. Then at 5 o'clock will be the kickoff show. At 6 p.m. in the evening, Big Fatty. Y'all, Big Fatty's always first to set the bar low. Yes, Big Fatty, you do it well. After that will come It's All About Jeremy, a little show. And then after that, at 8 p.m. in the evening, is the Ramble Reedy. Then finish up that evening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the evening with the Big Silly Homo. We'll start on Saturday morning on the 7th of September with that Pot Is My Co-Pilot, followed by Instant Gratification, the Stinky Orangutans. They're at noon. 1 p.m. in the afternoon is the Gay Country Boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No, Big Fatty. And then, y'all, we'll finish up the early part of the day with the Game Night Guys. And y'all, then from 3 p.m. in the afternoon to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, we're going to take a break. Just going to take an hour break give everybody a little chance to recuperate. And on that Saturday, we're going to do a group photo during that time. Then at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, we're going to start with the Chubbs Gone Wild. Then the Chaotic Ravings at 5 p.m., pleased to meet you at 6 p.m. in the evening. That crazy Wendy Cameron, the Mad Dingo, at 7 p.m. in the evening. Then at 8 p.m. will be the Secretly Timid. And finishing out that evening, y'all, 9 to 10 p.m. in the evening, the Libertarium is open. And y'all, you know, that's at Donna Sugars and... I don't remember the names of the other girls that come and help out with that, but Big Fatty, but y'all, it's the big drag show, and they talk about RuPaul or something like that. I don't know. Then on Sunday, y'all, at 10 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, the 8th of September, y'all, believe it or not, 10 a.m. is George in Atlanta. Big Fatty, I thought he was going on one of those big cruises where they poop in the bags. Well, he is, but he gets off the cruise ship, y'all, at Saturday morning, and y'all, he, instead of flying back to Atlanta, y'all, he's flying to Vegas. He's flying to Vegas, and is going to be out there from Saturday to Monday. So, y'all, he's going to start us off that Sunday morning, followed by the girls from the Greetings from Nowhere at 11 a.m. in the morning. That's Stick It With a Poke at noon. 1 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, the DI Plus, you know, with the Screaming Goat. Yes, Big Fatty, we're well aware of the Screaming Goat. And then we'll finish the early block with the Seda Sphere. That's the Seda and the Impaler. Yes, Big Fatty. And then we'll take another break from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Again, these are all Vegas times. Then the final block at 4 p.m., y'all, the Pod Cubs, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was Skeeter. He likes to rub one out. Big Fatty, is he going to rub one out on you? Well, we'll see. He's certainly welcome to. Y'all, then the Joe Batant Show at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And then we have at 6 p.m. in the evening the Cocktails and Kerfuffles. And then, y'all, at 7 p.m. in the evening will be the closing show, and that'll be over at 8 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, now, there are, for those going to Vegas, there are going to be several other special events. And, y'all, let me just tell you this right now, that Adam Burns is going to be updating the website in the next day or so. So, y'all, go over there, and all this information will be over there. But the latest State of the Station audio will be over there. Plus, there's going to be the Vegas part's going to be kind of reworked a little bit. The whole schedule will be posted, and then it'll have something over there telling about the additional events that are going on. And then, y'all, a way to volunteer if you're going to be in Vegas. And you can volunteer by doing an interstitial. And the girls from Nowhere are handling the coordination of that. The stinky orangutans, mainly Waylon from the Foul Monkeys, is coordinating the hospitality room. And then that Adam Burns is going to coordinate. If you're interested in being one of the audio engineers at some point during the weekend, or in help break down all the audio equipment on that Monday morning after everything is over, that'll be another way to volunteer. And that's there. And y'all, the information about the raffle will be there. And y'all, the other events that we're going to have going, first of all, the hospitality suite is going to open at 6 p.m. in the evening on Thursday. that's the 5th. And it'll go all the way till at least 11 p.m. in the evening on that Sunday evening. It may go later than that, but that'll be the times that it'll be hosted. And it goes until about 1 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning, depending on how many people are still there. And then it'll close each night and reopen at 10 a.m. in the morning each day while we're out there. But y'all, on that Thursday evening at 8 p.m., let me back up. On that Wednesday night, if you're going to be out there on that Wednesday night, y'all, the Melissa the Confused is putting together a supper like we had last year. Y'all, there are a couple of suggestions of restaurants. The Peppermill Restaurant, which is down near the Wynn Hotel, or the Brazilian Steakhouse, which is inside the Mirage Hotel. Y'all, those are two that we're considering. But if you've got other suggestions, or if you're going to be able to make it, send her an e-letter. That'll be over there under the events link once Adam gets it up. Big Freddy, that sounded vulgar. And you just let her know that you'd like to go and put in your vote for which restaurant. And y'all, it'll be majority rule. That Thursday evening at 8 p.m. in the evening, y'all, there's going to be a pizza pie party in the hospitality suite. So it's just kind of a way for folks to come together and share a little pizza pie and maybe a cocktail. Then, of course, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning, y'all, at 8:30 a.m. in the morning, it'll be breakfast with Burger, and y'all, we'll meet in the lobby of the hotel, and then we'll go over and go to a buffet somewhere for our breakfast. Then on that Friday night, y'all, they're going to have that underpants party again, and Gavin is going to be in charge of that, and y'all, you can volunteer to assist him with the underpants party. And y'all, then that Joey Bukkake, he has put together a group show on the Sunday evening, y'all. It's called Divas, and y'all, I've seen it before, and I saw it when I was out there with Granny and Miss Porter years ago, and y'all, it was really quite good. It's really quite good, and that'll be at 9:30 p.m. In the evening on that Sunday evening. So y'all, that's kind of where we are on the Big Freddy, on the thing. And y'all, if you're still considering going to Vegas, y'all, there's a promo code over there at Pride 48. You click on that, and y'all, the Excalibur is offering a 40% discount with a $20 food and beverage credit. But y'all, I compared the prices, and quite frankly, the Pride 48 code gets you a better price than the 40% off. I don't know how they do that, y'all, but you know, it's math, and you know, who knows about that. And plus, y'all, don't forget that. That the Gay Days Las Vegas is going on then, and it's also Gay Pride in Las Vegas. So Las Vegas Pride, that's two websites you might want to check out if you're going to be out there. There are pool parties every day at the Luxor, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're $10 a piece. Or if you want to go over to the Blue Moon resort, they're charging $20, but that's a naked pool party over there. Big Freddy, and then the Las Vegas Pride parade is that Friday night at 8 p.m. in the evening. And then on Saturday, they're having the Las Vegas Pride Festival. $15 to get in on that. But, you know, all the little shows from Pride 48 are absolutely free. Yes, Big Freddy, that's where I'll be. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, it's been forever since we've been over here, but y'all, Spot and Crazy has been, y'all, his box has been full. Volga, Big Fatty, just Volga! Y'all, the last time we were over here, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty in that classic rom-com. Remember the rom-com when Harry met Fatty? Y'all, then that Mr. Tim Kumal, he has spotted Big Fatty. He says, Big Freddy has his stand ready for the big weenie roast this weekend at the Hara Hotel. Y'all, it is absolutely vulgar. And y'all, then, BW Valentine, Big Freddy, I thought she had disappeared. Y'all, she spotted Big Freddy. It says, what is worse, big crabs or big heads? Y'all, it's some sort of a seafood, giant seafood thing there that Big Fatty has been spotted by. And y'all, then, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty. Says Big Fatty talking his way out of a ticket. But what did he really do to that officer, Big Fatty?
This just into the BFO Brown Bottle Desk. I've just been informed by the Hara Hotel that they've once again shut down manufacturing of the poppers.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. This is horrible news, especially with the big horror weekend coming up at the end of August. Big Freddy, what are you gonna do? I don't know. Y'all, I just received a message just moments ago. And by the way, it's not the horror hotel that is manufacturing them. They're just a, you know, it's the manufacturers are shutting down again. I don't understand what that's all about. But anyway, y'all, just moments ago, I received a message from that Kim Beaver. That I need to go over to the lodge. Y'all, evidently, she's taken time out of her busy schedule of celebrating St. Olaf's Day there in the Faroe Islands to make a post over at the lodge. So let's go over here and see what it says. It says, recently at the Fat Cave. Recently at the Fat Cave, it says, the ravages of age. And y'all, it's a picture of the Vons, yo, 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 and Big Fatty. Y'all, they're bats, and they're hanging upside down, and Big Fatty says, do you know what I fear most about my old age? And the Vons, yo, says, no, what? And Big Fatty says, incontinence. Because, you know, we're hanging upside down because we're bats. Big Fatty, and y'all, there's already one comment over there. Anonymous said, oh, no, it was Calvin, says, I hope I don't walk beneath those two old bats. Very cute. Anyway, I'll have to post a little comment over there. Y'all, I came home at lunchtime. Oh, I see. Came home at lunchtime on Monday, and y'all, my little Airport Express, which boosts my Wi-Fi signal here in the Fat Cave, y'all, it wasn't working, and I couldn't figure out what it was and everything, and so I unplugged it and tried to, you know, I don't know how to reset it. I was going to have to get Vader to help with that, but, you know, he's in that shithole Kansas City now. But anyway, so y'all, I just unplugged it and everything, and then I plugged it back in, and I left it. And y'all, it's working now. So, you know, once again, technology. Big Freddy, you have the magical touch when it comes to technology. Well, speaking of having the magical touch, Skeeter, anything you want to say about Big Freddy, huh?
Yeah, Big Freddy's voice does make me want to rub one out.
Oh, now that is truly the magical touch.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.